Hey everyone, I thought I would pop on live tonight and just give you some suggestions, advice, motivation, and explain to you how your business could grow a lot faster if you were running Facebook ads for your business. So I have used Facebook ads for all of the businesses that I have owned. My first business was a hair and beauty salon in Brisbane, and I grew that from one shop or a home salon to a chain of three stores within 3 years using Facebook ads. And I set that business up to run without me in it so that I could focus on the marketing and the advertising, because that was what brought clients in. Hello, Amara Beauty. I can see you there. How are you tonight? And then my second business was my own wholesale range of hair extensions and spray tanning solution. And I took that brand, that business, to zero to six figures within 12 months just by using Facebook ads as well. Hello, Hair by Kira. How are you? And then my coaching business, which I started in 2014 or 2015, I took that from, I did $100,000 in my first year in business, and then using Facebook ads, grew that business to $100,000 a month, which was $1.2 million a year, within 4 years from using advertising. Now, obviously, there was a lot of other things that I did as well as just advertising. However, advertising and running ads was what helped me grow each of those businesses quite quickly in the big scheme of things. So, you know, going from one to three shops in 3 years is a pretty fast growing business. Hello, Brow Beauty Adelaide. Hello, The Polish Room, NZ, and Basque Skin and Beauty. How are you guys? You know, taking a wholesale range from nothing to six figures in a year is pretty fast business growth, and growing a brand new coaching business from nothing to $1 million a year in 4 years is pretty fast growth as well. Now, what I see a lot of business owners doing, because I do work with a lot of small business owners as a coach and as a consultant. Hello Angela, hello Relax at My Place and Perfect Finish by Shumi. Yeah, what I see a lot of people doing is they either have tried running ads and they didn't work, or they've tried a few times and they kind of didn't really get the results or the momentum that they were wanting, so they just kind of gave up or they stopped. Or a lot of people just stick to what they know, which is just kind of organic marketing and posting on Instagram using hashtags and that kind of thing, and waiting for people to find them online and having that kind of slow grow method, which it still means your business can grow when you do organic marketing. Like, obviously it works, and you know, flyer drops and all kinds of other marketing styles that you can do. However, if you want to grow your business faster, advertising will help you do that. And so that's why I wanted to just come on quickly and share what I did as my advertising strategy in each of my businesses, so that you can kind of hopefully understand that it doesn't have to be as difficult or as scary or as overwhelming as you may currently think that it is. So I am what I call, I'm a bit of a lazy entrepreneur. Like, I mean, I work hard and I do what I need to do, and I'm very, you know, optimistic and determined, and if I want to make something happen, I'll make it happen. But I want to do it in the most simple way possible. I don't like to overcomplicate things. So in all of my businesses, my whole advertising growth strategy has been test my ideas and test my ads until I find one ad or one or two ads sometimes that work really, really well, and then I just keep those ads running for years. Literally, literally, like in my salon business, I probably did a lot of variety of different ads and promotions when I had the salons, like probably more ads in that business than the other businesses, because I did have a lot of ideas and a lot of different promotions that we ran all the time. But I always had like one or two ads that were running like just constantly for years that just kept working to bring in new clients. So it was like just my client generation machine, little ad that I'd spend like maybe $50 a week on, or sometimes $100 a week on these ads, and they'd bring me just new clients coming in every single week. Some weeks there'd be a lot of new clients, some weeks there might be one or two, but the fact is they were continually bringing new clients into my business from keeping this ad running just continuously. And then if me and my team did my job properly, did our jobs properly in the business, and we served that client well, and we followed up with them, and we rebooked them, and we remarketed to them, and built relationships with them, and all of that kind of stuff, then those clients, like the goal of getting a new client for me in my businesses is, how long can I keep this client a client? How many times can this client buy from me again and come back to me again? Because that's where growth comes from. You know, if you're going to pay for customers, which is essentially what advertising is, it's just like, it's buying clients, it's putting things out, it's spending money so that people will find you. Ideally, they like your ad and they like what you're selling and they buy it. You want to keep them coming back. You want to keep them a customer for as long as you possibly can, because that way, every time you add new clients into your business from those ads that keep running, you're just going to keep growing and growing. And that's when, if you do want to go really big, and in my case, like I got to a stage where my salon, like in order to keep growing, I had to keep expanding. Okay, I had to open another shop. And I wanted to just do that anyway, so that's why I did that. But the wholesale range was even more simple. I literally had one ad running for the whole year that just kept getting us customers. But then it was the same strategy that I had, right? So I was selling packets of hair to other salons around the world, because that's what you can do with Facebook ads as well. And if you have a physical product, you don't have to stick to your own country. You can actually sell internationally. So I just straight off the bat with that business, I targeted so many different places around the world. We had a lot of clients in the USA. I had clients in like Malta. I didn't even know where Malta was. I had clients in South Africa, because they couldn't get that quality of hair that I was selling in their country. I had clients in, I think I had someone in France, still definitely quite a lot in Australia, New Zealand. But I had people buying my hair extensions from all around the world, just because I decided that I was going to advertise my hair extensions all around the world. And with that one ad that I kept running, I spent $11 a day on that one ad that kept running, and that grew a six-figure business from that. Like obviously there was, you know, conversations that happened with people, and then we'd send them a packet to try that they paid for, of course. And then they'd love it. We'd follow up with them, we'd check in with them, and they'd place repeat orders. And that was the strategy again, to get one customer, and then how many times can that customer buy from the business? Because that's what causes business growth. And then within my coaching business, the main ads that I've used for this business are not necessarily selling my coaching or selling my products and services, selling my courses, selling my, you know, done for you advertising services. I don't really run very many ads to do those things, but what I do run ads for are things to attract the type of people that I want to help, the type of people that I want to work with into my space, into my audience, into my Facebook group, to my emails, to my Instagram. And then I focus on helping, you know, giving tips, giving advice, building connection relationships, creating valuable educational content. And people, after they've followed me for a little while and they get to know kind of what I do, then we'll see an offer when I do advertise, you know, like a service or a product or a coaching or a course that I'm selling. People that like me and they want to learn more from me will buy that. So hopefully that kind of makes sense. But my philosophy around it always with advertising as well has been that You know, if you own a business, you started a business, you sell something, there are so many people out there who need and want what you sell. Like, there just are. There's so many people out there that need and want what you sell and what you have to offer. But so many of them don't even know that you exist. They don't know that you're there. And if you're just always going to rely on organic marketing, it's kind of always just like hoping and wishing and waiting that people are going to find you one day. But if you take responsibility as the business owner to be like, well, look, no, I've got a great brand, I've got a great product, I've got a good service, I'm confident within myself, and I know that what I have to offer will really help and benefit people, I'm going to invest in myself and I'm going to put myself in front of them. I'm going to go to them instead. I'm going to make it easy for them to know that I exist and what I have to offer them and how I can help them and how I've helped other people. It's really just stepping into your power as a business owner and an entrepreneur. And that's the way I look at advertising. It's not about just trying to make money and trying to get clients. It's about, I have something that will benefit you, and I'm going to make sure that you know about it, and I'm going to make sure that you know how much it's going to benefit you because I believe in it that much. Does that make sense? I get passionate about this kind of stuff. Let me know if that resonates with anybody who's here watching. Hi, Dana. Hey, Sarah, Nika, Tamsin, Lizelle, Ari, Sunkiss, Tamsin Beauty, is that you, Holly? Yeah, so the other way, just to wrap it up, there's people out there that don't know you exist, but there's people who also do know you exist already. There's people that follow you on Facebook, there's people that follow you in Instagram, and maybe they've been following you for a really long time, but maybe they've never bought anything. So why is that? Usually it's because you just haven't presented them with the right offer that they actually want to buy. Hi Hair by Kayleen. So this is why it's important to also get to know your audience, to communicate, to connect with your audience, to build relationships with your audience, to ask questions, and to also test and try a lot of different offers and a lot of different promotions. Don't just stick to doing the same kind of thing over and over again, because I know you've heard that saying, everybody's heard that saying, you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes, or the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for different results. Hi. Then, you know, nothing's gonna really change. So you need to kind of get out of your own way and experiment a little bit and put new offers out there, or you know, sell your existing products and services and offers, but in a different or a new way, with a different call to action or a different price point or a different way of talking it up, or, you know, with a video or with a live or whatever. I'll come back to that, Busk Skin and Beauty. That's a great topic question to touch on. But yeah, that if there's people following you and they are interested and they like you, there's so many of them that will buy something from you. They just haven't seen something that they want to buy yet, or you haven't sold it to them in a way that makes them need to buy it now, right? Because that's another point that we can come back to maybe in another live stream or maybe in a moment if it comes back to me. But like, if there's no reason for someone to take action right now, or if there's no incentive or, you know, something that they're going to be missing out on if they don't take action right now, then people will just wait and they'll just talk themselves out of it. It's like the abandoned cart mentality, you know. You go on to online shopping and you add all this stuff to your cart, like, I want all this stuff. And then you're like, but I don't want to spend any money, so now I'll abandon my cart. Goodbye. Like, people do that all the time when they're making a decision as to whether or not they want to buy something. So there has to be some kind of reason for them to take action now. So I just wanted you to think about this. And if you didn't watch the start, please go back and watch the replay. I will try and make sure that this goes onto my Instagram feed grid so that people can rewatch it. But just think about this. If your business did have a couple of really good ads running, doesn't need to be a lot of ads. Could be one, could be three, could be five, you know, a couple of different ads running that are promoting different services that you offer in a way, like in a good way. This is kind of what I do and what I teach, and I write ads that work. It's literally what I do. But if your business did have a couple of ads running that were just consistently running, that you were spending like $5 a day or $10 a day on, so like, you know, $30 a week or $50 a week or $100 a week, if that fits within your budget, use like one client a week to cover the cost of the advertising, but then your advertising was bringing you 2-3 new clients a week, and those 2-3 new clients a week were continuing to come back and buy more from you throughout the year, and then you kept that ad running consistently to keep bringing new clients in, and then the new clients kept coming back. Can you just picture that in your mind and see how much bigger your business could go if that was happening for you, if that was working for you? How much easier it would be for you, how much less stress it would be for you, because you always know that you're attracting new clients in every week and then, you know, keeping them coming back if you have a good strategy in place for that. But your business would be growing a lot faster than it currently is, and it would be more predictable and more consistent, and there'd be less ups and downs, because I know, especially in the beauty industry, that can be a massive challenge for a lot of people, is those, you know, the highs and lows, and then not knowing what's going to happen the next week because everything's just up and down and last minute all the time. So I'm just going to come back to that comment by Basque, who I went to yesterday actually for a lovely facial. My skin is gorgeous today. Thank you very much. But then she said, imposter syndrome kicks in and I second guess whether or not I do have a service worth promoting. Yeah, okay. So that's so, it's really common, especially for a lot of people pleasers, me being one of them. It's been a really, it's kind of like you just got to step into this, like, fake it till you make it, false sense of confidence kind of attitude. Like, I put on my boss hat, my business hat, my marketing hat, whatever, like metaphorically, or I actually have a boss hat that says boss on it. Sometimes I put that on when I need to get into boss mode. But you've just got to come into that place of like, it's not actually about me. It's not about me. It's not about whether or not I'm good enough. It's about, and then you look back at the results that you've already got for a lot of your clients, right? Like, you've got clients that love you. They've been coming in for years. They love your services. They have gotten great results from you. So anytime you have that imposter syndrome or your doubt, like, this is what I do a lot. I go back and look at my past results that clients have gotten. I go back and read my testimonials and my success stories. Someone said yesterday in a group, they tagged me in a Facebook group, and they're like, when I started with Carissa, I was doing $1,000 a week and it was just me. And now a couple of years later, I'm doing $10,000 a week and I have 2 employees. And I'm like, to me, I just feel like, oh, I just teach marketing and advertising. But then I see stories like that and I'm like, well, clearly my shit works. And so I have to remind myself by looking at what other people, like what I've done for others, or the results that other people have gotten from what I teach or what I do, that like, well, that means I can help other people too. And there's people out there that are in now the same position that that chick was in a couple of years ago, that are doing like $500 to $1,000 to $2,000 a week, and like, yeah, that's good, they're successful, but they want to go up to $10,000 a week, they want to have a couple more employees, they want to have way more financial freedom than they currently do. So if I do nothing, if I just sit around and do nothing, I can't help them do that. So I have to put myself out there. I have to write an ad. I can go and take that testimonial. I can turn that into a post and I can boost it and run it as an ad, targeting people like that person to show them what I've done for other people. Does that kind of make sense? So, you know, if I don't share that, then I'm being selfish and keeping everything to myself. Like, I just think if you've got a service that helps people, and you're not promoting it, then you're doing people a disservice. You're doing the world a disservice. You're doing your industry and your market a disservice, because the more successful you become and your business becomes, that means the more people you have helped to get what they want to get, and the more you know, you can grow a brand that is known and loved and trusted. You can employ people, you can provide jobs for people, and you can impact more people's lives the more successful that your business is. So does anyone have any questions before I wrap it up about advertising or mindset around advertising as well? Because I do know, as you know, that question just was, there's can be a lot of fear that comes up around it and putting yourself out there in front of strangers. Typically that comes from like a fear of rejection, a fear of upsetting people, a fear of people like putting the angry emoji, the angry reaction on your ads, which happens sometimes. Amara Beauty said, I wouldn't even know where to begin with advertising. Well, I mean, I can help you. That's what I do. It's literally what I do. So, I mean, if anyone is interested in either learning how to write and run their own ads, go onto my Instagram bio and click on Proven Profits. If you want me to do it for you, click on the Visionary Advertising in my bio. That's what we do, that as well. My drive is wonderful. Oh, well, thank you. I like to try and inspire people to to grow their businesses too, because that's why you've got it, right? That's what you're in business for. But I guess if I was to give you a pointer as to where to start with advertising, the basic formula is, firstly, don't think about the service that you want to sell. That's what most people do wrong. They go, I want to sell more of this. I'm going to go and write an ad for it. Nah, meh. Scrap that. Don't do it that way. What you need to do is think about, who do I want to help? What do they need? What is their current desire? What is their current problem right now? What's happening for them that they're not happy with? And then how can I help them? What can I offer them that's going to help them with that, to solve that problem, or to get them the result that they want? And then how am I going to communicate that with them in a way that's going to capture their attention and get them to want to contact me? That's the magic formula. But don't start with thinking about the service that you want to sell. Start thinking about the person that you want to help. Let me know if that was helpful. And then there's a million different ways to do that. But inside my Proven Profits program, PPPPPP, which is in the link in my Instagram bio, if you want to check it out, I can send you the information for that. But I've written so many ads over the years. Like, I've literally written hundreds of ads specifically for hair and beauty salons. And that program basically is me teaching you how to obviously write your own successful ads and run them and get clients, but also I give you access to all of the ads that I've already written. So it's kind of a shortcut, and it does pay for itself, obviously. So if anyone is interested in that, you can feel free to go and check that one out after this. So yeah, thank you for joining me. I just felt like doing a live tonight. Thank you for joining me. It's always nice to have people to interact with. And I hopefully have inspired you to advertise, or to just put yourself out there a little bit more, think about the people that you want to help, and get your business growing. All right, if anyone has any other questions at any time, come and DM me. We can have a chat, and I will see you laters.